want to point out a very interesting pattern or thesis that one can see throughout the Yetzias Mitzrayim and in the various forums that I've had a chance to talk about the Parshios. I've been pointing different aspects of this thesis out. The thesis is the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the fundamentals of our faith as listed by the Rambam, are purposely revealed through Yetzias Mitzrayim. That the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to have this awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these particular ways revealed. And sometimes these aspects of our awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu emerge in unexpected places. In Parshas Va'era, there's a conversation, almost an argument, again, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak. In that discussion, the Ramban points out the thesis, the whole basis for the give and take between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the one which the Mefarshim struggle with because it's separated by various paragraph breaks. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe a message of redemption to give. These are the four Lashonos of Geula, the four terms of redemption. Moshe delivers them. Torah says, records, V'lo Shamu'el Moshe, Mikotz HaRuach, HaMi'avadah Kashah. They didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, from Kotz HaRuach and hard work. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe to Paro, go to Paro, speak to Paro, Vishalach es b'nei Yisrael miyatzo, and he'll send, that he should send b'nei Yisrael from his land. So Moshe says before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hein b'nei Yisrael lo shemu elai, v'eif nishra'eni Paro, v'anir ha'as rasayim. This is the famous Kavach Homer. If b'nei Yisrael didn't listen to me, then how is Paro going to listen to me? And not only that, I've got problems with my speech, whatever we'll say that is. Then there's a paragraph break, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe and Aaron. Hashem speaks to Moshe and Aaron and commands them to B'nai Yisrael and to Paro. The Torah then interrupts with the lineage of Moshe and Aaron, and then the Torah concludes with, after another paragraph break, where Hashem says to Moshe, I am Hashem, note that, speak to Paro, all that I tell you. Moshe says, but I can't speak well, how is Paro going to listen to me? Paragraph break, Hashem says to Moshe, I have made you a lord to Paro, and Aharon, your brother, will be your prophet, your speaker, your spokesman. You speak whatever I tell you, and Aharon will speak to Paro, and he'll send it out. So on the surface, it sounds like Hashem is solving Moshe's problem. Don't worry, we'll get somebody else who speaks better than you. The Ramban explains that there's something much more significant over here, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asserting to Moshe Rabbeinu that you have a mistake. And Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu thinks that he and Aharon are equal, and that they're both going to receive this prophecy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that the message that is being sent to B'nai Yisrael and to Paro is to be delivered by either one of them or both of them synonymously, except the one speaks and one doesn't. The way, you know, if you send a party, a group, a message to people, so one person speaks for the whole group, or the whole group is speaking, so to speak. But so therefore Moshe is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since we're both equal, we're both getting this charge from you, so let Aaron do the speaking. Why do I have to do the speaking? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, no, that you have access to Shmi HaGadol, to my great name. You have access through your Nevuah to an awareness of me through the Shem Hashem, the Shem of Rachamim, and therefore you are the only one who's capable of receiving the Nevuah that I want to deliver to B'nai Yisrael and to Paro. And therefore, the Torah, the way the Ramban wants us to see it, by the Ber Hashem Moshe Leimor Ani Hashem, Hashem is emphasizing the Yud Kei Vav Kei, his special name, which he has revealed to Moshe already at the Sneh, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Atos Hedaber Eskosh Atzavecha, only you, Moshe, are capable of speaking all that I command you, because only you are the Av Hanaviim. Not the Ramban's term here, but he is clear that Moshe has the exclusive on the ability to receive this kind of Nevuah. So only you will be able to receive the Nevuah that I'm giving you. You're going to say it over, then Aaron will be your spokesman, having received the Nevuah from you that he wouldn't be able to receive on his own, and that's why he's going to go give it to Paro. Which means that this is the emergence of Moshe as not only the greatest prophet, but a prophet in a totally different category altogether, the totally different access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to awareness. This goes back, the Ramban discusses this, back when Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh says They won't believe me when I come to you. And what should I say to them when I say that Hashem appeared to me? So the Ramban explains over there that this is not just Moshe having existential angst. I don't know, I'm not worthy, and I'm not good enough, and will they believe me? The Ramban explains there that Moshe is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only experience they have of you is not through the Shem Hashem. Not through the Shem Hashem who manipulates everything in the world and who intervenes and who has total control and therefore who can redeem them even when they don't deserve it. Because it's not through Midas Hadin, it's through Midas HaRachamim, which is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, who has total control over the world. So when I come back to them, they're going to say, how do we know that the Nevuah you have is any different than the Nevuah that Avraham Avinu had, and the Yitzchak and Yaakov, the only Nevuah that we know till now? We need a Nevuah that's greater than that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eki Asher Eki. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that I'm telling you that I'm giving you a different level of revelation than any revelation that happened to any other Navi before or since, or beforehand, or that ever would happen. So this is already in Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu is being given access to a level of Nevuah and a quality of Nevuah that was not available to anybody else and could not be available. This is Moshe Rabbeinu being selected and actually channeled as the vehicle for expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name and His presence in the world in a way that never happened to any other Navi. So this is, my point here is that A, this is the Ramban's interpretation of the give and take between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he finally turns his attention to Paro. Second, that this is a thesis that the Ramban is putting in all the way through Sefer Shmos, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah doesn't emerge as unique only at Matan Torah. But it emerges already in Mitzrayim. This is another example of how the Ikrim, one of which is that Moshe is the Av HaNevi'im, the Ikrim are all developed and traceable to the awareness that we have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Yetzias Mitzrayim.